The Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek suggested that the country's public finance deficit could be cut to 1.7% of GDP next year. That's down from the previous estimate of 2.6%. Mr. Topolánek made the comments during a lecture to students at Prague's School of Economics, though he didn't clarify the steps the government would take to achieve this lower deficit. Analysts have responded to Mr. Topolánek's comments by saying that such revision of deficit goals is logical and correct, given the current condition of public finances. The EU has called on the Czech Republic to lower its public finance deficit to below 1% of GDP by 2012.
One of the biggest business stories of the week broke when the Czech finance ministry said that it had won its court case against the world's largest steel company, ArcelorMittal. An arbitration court in Paris rejected ArcelorMittal's claim that the Czech government should pay the steel giant 5.79 billion crowns, or $335 million, over disputed privatization. The government will now seek about €500,000 in legal costs, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek told the press. ArcelorMittal launched the arbitration proceedings in Paris, arguing that the Czech Republic had broken a pledge to sell a 14% stake in the country's biggest steel producer, Nová Huť. The steelmaker has since been renamed ArcelorMittal Ostrava.
The Dutch company Heineken is set to take over the North Bohemian beer producer Drinks Union, it was announced this week. The sale still has to be given the green light by the Czech Anti-Monopoly Office before it can go ahead, though. Drinks Union generated sales of a record 1.29 billion Czech crowns last year. The company owns four breweries and a distillery, Granet. Heineken already owns two Czech interests, the Staro Brno brewery in Moravia and Krušovice, the third strongest player on the Czech beer market. The sum it wishes to purchase Drinks Union for has not been disclosed.
Prague's Ruzyně Airport can expect to accommodate more than 13.3 million passengers this year, the company which operates the facility said this week. Last year, some 12.4 million people used the airport in the course of their travels. As of the new season, which starts this weekend, the number of direct flights to leave from the airport will go up by 17. New flights will be offered to Gothenburg in Sweden and Rostov-on-Don in Russia. The Greek charter air carrier Seagull Air will also start flying from Ruzyně to various locations in Greece, Bulgaria and Majorca.